ACL reconstruction has been commonly performed using a transtibial technique in which the ACL femoral tunnel is drilled through a tibial tunnel positioned in the posterior half of the native ACL tibial attachment site. In the transtibial technique, positioning the ACL tibial tunnel in the posterior half of the ACL tibial attachment site is dictated by the need for the endoscopic drill bit to reach the region of the ACL femoral attachment site. The patella most commonly dislocates laterally. When medial dislocation occurs, it is usually iatrogenic, either as a result of excessive lateral release or over-tightening of medial structures. The etiology of patellar instability is multifactorial and is most commonly thought of in terms of bony abnormalities. Patella alta, trochlear dysplasia, patella hyperplasia, lower limb malalignment, or rotational abnormalities. GrowBuddy, part of Prestige Healthcare's eHealth ecosystem. Starting growth hormone treatment can sometimes feel daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Here is a friend to help you along the way. Say hello to Tom. You'll meet him in the GrowBuddy app. But what is GrowBuddy? 70% of endogenous Cushing syndrome cases are caused by adrenocorticotrophic hormone-secreting pituitary adenomas, which are non-metastasizing neoplasms in the pituitary gland that cause hypersecretion of cortisol from the adrenal cortex. The first line of treatment of pituitary adenomas is a transsphenoidal adenomectomy, which have a median remission rate of 77.9%.